Welcome to Soul Via Soul, the podcast where we embark on a journey of self-love and true wellness. I'm your host, Jada, and I'm absolutely delighted to have you here with me as we dive into all things mind, body, and soul. Now, what do you say we get this thing started? Let's dive in. Welcome back to Soul Via Soul. So, continuing on the theme of season two, not only of Soul Via Soul, but also what seems like my life and the life of me and my husband. The last episode, I talked about that it would felt like we were waiting to die. And it was about this time that we, I think, listened to a podcast. And also, December is the anniversary of my father's passing. And it brings up a lot of memories, right? December was Christmas. December not always a happy holiday because it is the time that my dad passed away. And I was having a lot of emotions, right? And we stumbled upon the idea of taking a trip. Now, I haven't been on vacation in a really long time. And that's really awful because it's important to take vacation. But because we work from home and we have a little bit more of a flexible schedule, it always felt like our life had lots of moments of peace and the ability to kind of step away and take a walk or, you know, do things that were vacation-like, like in our normal day. So we decided to take a vacation, and it being a blended family this particular year, my kids would be spending Christmas with their dad. So we decided, well, this is kind of a perfect opportunity. Business is a little slow for me during the holidays. And, you know, the kids are going to be with our exes, their parents. And so it became this, well, let's take this trip. So we decided to take a trip to Portugal. Now, prior to this, I didn't even know where Portugal was on the map. It's shame on me, right? And I don't even know why Portugal came into view, except that I think we stumbled upon a YouTube video when we were looking at retirement and places to retire and wanting to get out of the Chicago winters and all of this journey of this trying to escape this whole idea that we felt like our lives now were just kind of done. Since we finished renovating our farmhouse and we were now just ready to enjoy it, but it felt like there was this slow death. So what ended up happening is we kind of saw this video on Portugal and how you can retire to Portugal. And I started talking about all the benefits and the healthcare was awesome and it was safe and the food was amazing and there were all these things. And we thought, well, why don't we take a vacation and let's just, it'll be warmer and it'll be fun. And so we did. Now, what we didn't expect was how much we would actually feel invigorated, how exciting it felt to be there, how amazing the food was, how kind the people were, how it felt almost like a rebirth. And there was something that shifted when we were there. And now, of course, we were on vacation, but we also did a little bit of work while we were there just to see if we could, because again, we both work remotely and that was no problem. We were able to do that, which planted the first seed. And the food was amazing. We felt like our health and wellness did a huge jump because the food was so fresh and it was so plentiful and just amazing. And we were exercising, and there was this work-life balance that actually pivoted. It wasn't just work to live, but it was now living, and work was kind of on the side. And we were still working just as much, but it was different, and it felt different. And it suddenly we realized that our sleep quality had improved. We were still connected with our family and our friends via social media. We didn't really feel that far away from them. Again, our kids are all in their young adults. They're starting their lives. Their last thing on their mind should be what I'm doing. And so it was just this interesting sort of aha moment where all of a sudden this became something more than a vacation. It became an idea. An idea was planted in this second half of life. Why couldn't we flip what we were doing and actually step out of the hustle culture of our lives, and in the United States, where it's so very expensive to just live in a different country that has a slower pace of life, and really take our health and wellness to the next level? Like, make that a priority, not just lip service health and wellness, but literally, like, escalate, elevate, and fast forward our lives in this profound way, which meant for us that we were going to sell everything we owned, sell our house that we had spent all this time working on, literally have what we could put in a suitcase or a backpack on our backs and travel the world for a period of years and just prioritize our health and wellness and the adventure of living, instead of throwing our hands up, sitting in the rocking chair and calling it a day. So we're going to then embark on the process of literally letting go of everything. And I can tell you that this process, and I'm still in it, like, the house is not for sale as I speak, but will be soon. But the process of literally the idea of letting go of everything that is familiar to you and jumping into the unknown for the sake of the adventure is terrifying and freeing at the same moment. Since we've made this decision, I literally have cried every day, not necessarily unhappy tears, just conflicting tears, realizing that I had attachment to things, and it's just things. And realizing, especially with the anniversary of my father's death, that it hit home. Like, you can't take it with you. You can't take it with you. It doesn't matter that we have these things now in this house that we lovingly restored. It's stuff. And if the holding on to those things were actually making me feel like I was dying a slow death, then why do I have them? And what would it mean to let go? What would it look like to literally unpack decades of things that I was storing, holding on to? For what? What purpose were they serving me now? And the energetic weight of the things that we hang on to when we're no longer really attached to them is pretty significant, because what happens next, I'm going to take you into what is lovingly called the Swedish death cleanse. So join me next week for unpacking, unraveling, and getting rid of the possessions and what it feels like to literally let go and do what is one of the most loving gestures you can do for your children when you pass. And we'll talk about that next week.